It's time for your KHNS local news. I'm Amanda Randles. Coming up in tonight's news, the first of a series of candidate profiles for Skagway Borough Assembly. And we'll take a look at how the Haines Farmers Market has fared in this summer of social distancing. Those stories and more coming up. It's election season, and in Skagway, there are four candidates filed to run for two open assembly seats. KHNS is bringing those candidates to you as part of a series of profiles that are airing in the weeks leading up to the election. First, Skagway Assembly candidate Reba Hilton. Reba Hilton is the marketing director for the Skagway Brewing Company. She first came to Alaska in 1996 during summers off from college, and her first year-round living in Skagway was in 2004. She says she's running for assembly first and foremost because she cares. She believes she can be a unifying voice during a time of fractured opinions in the community.
The current topics like the school and mask and our future with the port development, there are some pretty extreme opinions on both sides. And I feel like I'm a very, very good at being a bridge, a person that can bridge that kind of sentiment in town. I've worked here on the pier and on the docks since 1996, and I have a really good understanding of what's going on with cruise ships and all the small businesses that are affected with the loss of ships. And I feel like it's just a very important time, and a lot of big decisions are going to be made here pretty soon. And I'm always one to give my two cents behind the scenes, and I feel like it's just time for me as a person to challenge myself and step up and take one of the seats that's available.
Among Hilton's top priorities is the future of the port. She feels like now is a good time to be joining in the process as an assembly member since the ball is already rolling.
We are going to be taking over our port again in 2023, and that is really just around the corner. So I feel like just being a part of the process, since I worked on the pier, and there are so many different aspects of our port, but the cruise ship portion is very, very important. And I come from a history of working on the piers, you know, since 1996, and I feel like I have a good handle on the cruise ship industry itself and what they contribute and what they, you know, what else they can do for our community as a whole. And so I just want to be a part of that process and streamlining how it's run as well.
Public safety, the community economy, and the future of the Alaska Marine Highway are among her other priorities.
You know, last winter was really tough. We were all stranded here, so I'd like to see some movement on being able to get in and out of here in the wintertime or even year-round. Service has been cut back quite a bit.
Hilton thinks that as the parent of a young child, a former small business owner, and as a regular volunteer in the community, she would bring a diversity of opinion to the assembly.
I'm a big picture person, and I really care about the community, and that's all I want to do is act in the best interest of the community as a whole.
That was a candidate profile of Skagway Assembly candidate Reba Hilton. She's running against three other candidates, Sam Bass, Beth Smith, and incumbent Dan Henry, for two open assembly seats. The Skagway municipal election will be on Tuesday, October 6th. The Haynesboro Assembly is having a regularly scheduled meeting tomorrow evening. Among the items up for discussion on the agenda is the second hearing and public comment on a code change designating food trucks as light commercial use to better apply consistency to the permitting process for food trucks in Haynes. The Assembly will hear four resolutions, including setting up for the appointment of election officials, supporting an airport improvement project plan from the Alaska Department of Transportation, supporting a state parks trail easement plan for the Rapinski Trail, and purchasing a new tractor for Borough Public Works. The Assembly will hear updates from the Borough's Emergency Operations Center, the Bear Task Force, and the Sheldon Museum. The Haynesboro Assembly will meet tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. To review the agenda or get directions on how to participate, you can visit the Haynesboro website. The Haynes Farmers Market will soon be wrapping up their weekly open-air markets for the summer of 2020. The summer of a pandemic made for an interesting time to operate a weekly gathering. The Haynes Farmers Market has been meeting every Saturday morning at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds since the end of May of this year, after organizers made accommodations to ensure all shoppers and vendors were safe in a year of social distancing, quarantines, and lockdown. It's been a different kind of year.
Yeah, it's definitely been a weird year. I am feeling very happy that the farmers market happened and we've had a full season.
Via Palakis is the co-manager of the Haines Farmers Market with fellow manager Cassie Miller. Palakis says the market hasn't been quite as bustling this year as in previous years, but it's worked out and gone well after special considerations were put in place.
We extended the hours, so where in the past we open at 10 a.m., this year we set aside the first half hour from 9:30 to 10 a.m. for seniors and high-risk members of the community.
Palakis says they also put out hand sanitizer for people to use around the market. Additionally, individual market stalls are kept distance from each other, and social distancing has been encouraged. They've also decided to make masks optional after some debate early on. She says leaving it up to the individuals to make their own safety decisions has worked well.
I feel like everyone here at the farmers market and in Haines in general is pretty respectful of, you know, people can make their own decisions about their safety and respect others.
While this year at the market will be wrapping up soon, Palaika said she's not really looking into next summer's plans yet, but they are exploring bringing back a winter market, if possible.
We are, as a market, thinking to potentially having one or two monthly markets in the winter, which we did last year, and I think the vendors want it, and if we can find a safe way to do it for the community, that would be a nice thing to do for the Valley.
Palaika says this year, the farmers market is accepting food stamps for all market vendors. While it hasn't been used much at the market this year, she hopes word will get out so low-income people know they have another option for local fresh food.
People can buy everything from veggies to baked goods to sauces and spices, and there's bulk foods here as well. It's just such a potent way to support your community that, you know, that per dollar spent here, so much more of it is actually kept here and it supports your neighbor. And if we can all work together to, you know, sort of support each other, it really makes a community strong.
That's in addition, Palaika says, to the advantages of getting healthy, locally produced food. The regular Saturday Farmers Market continues at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds in Haines through the end of September, and a few winter markets are possible as well. Market managers can be contacted via the contact information on the Haines Farmers Market Facebook page. And that's it for your KHNS local news for now. Tune in tomorrow morning for all your latest local info on Lynn Canal Morning. And stay tuned tonight coming up at 6 p.m. for the Haines Borough Assembly Candidate Forum right here on KHNS. Good night.